Tom Shivers with Exploit Online Demand, here with Lee Roberts of Ascender Cart, who is an e-commerce shopping cart guru and pioneered and developed a shopping cart built from the ground up to achieve high search rankings. Today, we're talking about bounce rates and how to reduce them. So thanks for being here, Lee.
Thanks, Tom, for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, Lee, in one of your blog posts, Six Ways to Reduce Bounce Rates, you reveal some great ways to reduce bounce rates based on a study or survey that you conducted. What was the survey about, and how did you conduct it?
Well, what we were trying to identify is causes to bounce rates besides just the content on the landing page. And what we discovered was that the links and page titles that people see often establish the wrong expectations. And as we know with page development, when we get someone there, we want to make sure that we're answering their expectation. If we fail to answer the expectation, then they obviously, or most often, they expire themselves and leave. So what we call a deselection process is actually identifying to the individuals looking at the link, whether it's on an individual website that they don't own or one that they do own, but also in the search engines. So as we know, the search engines use the page title to create that clickable link. On other web pages or websites, then we're using anchor text, the blue clickable text. Often, more often than it's blue or should be blue.
Right, sometimes these kinds of things impact click through rates and bounce rates from the search results themselves.
Right. So we conducted the survey in two different ways. The first way, we focused on the search engines using the page titles and used what we call action words. And in these particular cases, with these action words, we were focused on e-commerce sites. So we have recommendations of buy, purchase, lease, rent, sell, that type of stuff, so that people know and understand what they're going to be doing on that page.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's eBay, perhaps it should be sell your goods or something of that nature, like Etsy. On a website where you're focusing on renting a television or furniture or such, you know, they're typically including something like rent in their company name. But if they're looking at renting a sofa, then rent a sofa, because you're not exactly buying.
Or
then
sofa
you've got
for rent.
Right. Then you've got lease, where you're leasing an office space or leasing some kind of real estate, or maybe even a truck or a car. And then you've got purchase and buy. Now, over the years, we've seen people discuss that a business should use their branding at the front of their page titles. Well, we strongly disagree with that, because people are looking for a source to fulfill their need or want. They don't care whether that is Amazon or somebody they've never heard of. What they want is the fulfillment. And if they can get it from Sally Jane down the street in Charlotte, West Virginia, great. Or they get it from Amazon up in Seattle, great. But they're not looking for Amazon unless they go to Amazon. They're looking for a source. So by putting your brand in front, you're not helping your case, because that devalues the keywords that you have in that page title. and reduces the proximity of those keywords in that page title. If you're going to use it at all, put it at the end. What you should have at the front is the action words that identify what the user can do once they're on that page.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we looked at keywords, or we did several searches and identified the clients that we wanted to work with and change their page titles and stuff like that so that we knew what the case was before we looked at the keywords being used to find people or get people to the page, what the bounce rates were for those keywords, and the landing pages, of course, and then modified those landing pages to see if we changed the bounce rates, and in many cases, we significantly changed.
Okay, so it was reduced by a certain percentage based on the what they were seeing before and what they saw. Can you give an example of one of them?
Yeah, for a more relevant landing page, our baseline was 38.1% bounce rate. And for the less relevant page, it was as high as 62.38% average.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did on during the test period was change the action words. We put the action words at the front. And for our more relevant pages, we ended up with a 23.26% bounce rate. And with our less relevant pages, we had a 29.74% bounce rate. So looking at the less relevant, we had an improvement of 52.32% on the bounce rate.
Now, when you say less relevant versus more relevant, what do you mean by that?
Well, if we do a search for a particular product and our goal is to buy, and we go to a page that's a forum page, we can't buy, right?
Right.
Okay. If we go to a page that is an article or a review or something that is not does not have the add to cart or buy now capability, then that's a less relevant page.
Okay.
Okay. If we go to the home page, for example, and the home page has no description of or signpost that says, you asked for this, you need to go to this page.
Mm-hmm.
That's bold and big and beautiful where people can see it. They bounce.
Yeah.
So we have to either use a directional system that gets them to where they need to be or get them to the right page initially.
Which
or provide them some kind of action word that's going to identify what they can do on that particular page.
Okay, yeah. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I just wanted to clarify what that was. But you're going over the percentage improvements of you said the less relevant pages you were able to improve by over 52%.
Yes. Even the more relevant, we had we went from 38.91% average to during the test period of 23.26% with an overall percent improvement of 40.22%.
Yeah. And that's pretty awesome, especially for a more relevant page, because you want to consider, you know, how does that impact my conversions? And I'm certain that's a big piece of it right there.
Yeah. To the justice of all the people that do conversion optimization and they focus strictly on the landing page or the buy now page, those ideas are great. But, you know, people aren't there yet. People are still at the search engine or still somewhere else, and you got to get them to that page before that even works. And if they have no interest in buying, or you get them to the wrong page and they have an interest of buying, they're going to leave. For example, if I'm looking for support material on a particular product, and you don't have the support material, but you say you have a link that says user manual, and you appear high in the search results for some reason, and you say buy, I'm going to skip you because I'm deselecting myself. But if you have support or user manual and what the product is, now I know I'm getting what I'm asking for, what I'm looking for.
You know, in terms of these, the less relevant pages where you were able to improve the bounce rate by over 50%, can you go into more about how you did that?
Because the people are able to deselect themselves, we're cutting out the majority of people that are apt to bounce on that page.
I see. So less traffic, but more concentrated on those who have the right intention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
If we take, for example, somebody that has followed the old school of let me throw in every keyword in the imaginary world and put it in my page title, we really don't know what we're getting when we click through to that page.
Right.
But if they added an action word prior to that string of keywords in that page title, then I can gather that maybe it's something I can buy, maybe it's something I can rent, maybe it's a document, maybe it's something I can download.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a PDF or a Word document, you can use the word download in the document title.
Yeah.
And that's going to show up in Google.
Okay.
So if I'm looking for something that I can download, I would more apt click that than not.
And now we're getting into what you call identifiers that reduce bounce rates a little bit. Can you explain some more how identifiers do that?
Yeah. This goes along with the action words on other websites, not necessarily the search engines. But it's also going to apply to the search engines. If it's an article, then include the word article. If it's a review, if you've written a review or a comparison about a number of products or a single product, then let people know, hey, this is a review. This is my opinion. This is a comparison. This is my opinion of how these two products work or whatever. Even opinion is an option.
Yeah, I think, the schema.org even has certain types of code, standardized code that you can put into the blog post or into the web page to clarify that this indeed is an article or a review or a comparison or an opinion about this topic, which even gives more clarity to the search engines as to, you know, what to show in the snippet.
True. And that's great for those that are using that, but sometimes the technology that a website owner may be using may not be up to date with the schemas. So this is an option to use.
Okay, yeah. Most of what we've been talking about is using these words, identifiers, as well as action words in the title tags of the web pages. But you're saying that these also reduce bounce rates when you have them in the links on your web page, on the page itself.
On the page linking to your page, yes.
Yeah, okay. So that you're saying that you should be descriptive in the link text using these types of words as well.
Yeah, part of Google's PageRank 2.0 specifically goes about talking about the commerciality of a link text.
Okay.
And if all we have is Humpty Dumpty in the anchor text, what are we telling people? We're not telling them anything.
No.
It's just somebody trying to...
You don't even know whether it's a picture, a video, or what it is.
Right. So if we put an action or an identifier in with that anchor text or prior to that anchor text, then now what we're doing is we're letting that viewer know what that page is about. So in the case of Humpty Dumpty, we could be buying a poster. So it could say buy and then the link Humpty Dumpty and then after the link be poster. Not very well optimized, but, you know, something that Google would not really like very much, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to optimize your anchor text across the board for a particular set of keywords.
Mm-hmm.
And then that throws off your link profile, makes you look spammy, and just doesn't work for you.
It doesn't look natural.
Right.
Well, this is great, Lee. I think you've gone over maybe two of the six ways to reduce the bounce rate. So we might have to pick this up to get some of the other ones in a future interview.
Okay.
But tell us more about your business, CinderCart, or any of the others that you're with.
Well, CinderCart has been around since 2000, and I built it from the ground up, as you mentioned earlier, to answer the specific need of being able to optimize your e-commerce site and e-commerce pages to appear higher in the search results. And at the time, and even now with many of the shopping carts, you don't have that full capability. You have some of the capability, but not near as much as we have developed and are continuing to develop in our system.
Right.
I can't say that we're the best, because there are things that we don't have that others do have, but certainly on the SEO aspect, we've got it hands down, and we'll continue to hold that. We've got three patents pending regarding SEO technology, and that's pretty solid.
Indeed. And you've been listening to Exploit Online Demand, a publication of Capture Commerce.